Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, March 25th, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. FYI, we'll have to check after the show if we are actually streaming because there is no internet connection on the computer. The DJ in before me was unsure whether we were actually streaming. If not, we'll decide what to do afterwards. But in any case, you can go to the website and listen to the archive of it there. The most recent draft of the PDF for today's show, for these shows, which I uploaded this morning, March 25th, is number 1019-1019. Sisters and brothers, we are at a juncture where decisions must be made. We face the challenge to turn to truth and separate from the state, or allow ourselves to be even more whittled away, to the degree that we agree to function but as machines, so that power can appear to possess the gift of prophecy. Thinking about this question has sent me swirling in a way unexpected, stepping across the stones of centuries. I feel such a kinship with the misled, those kept in a state of confusion, so that a minuscule few could cackle to themselves at their cunning, wisdom, or perhaps prescience. We are being lied to in ways small and big. We know this now, that the object of states is to divide us and keep us from living our gifts. So does it surprise us, this stumblingly obvious orchestration, powers attack on Facebook, global states leading the charge, telling us we must fear for our data, for bad folks want it. And the daddy states have been working double time to prove it to us, so that we may, what? Are we wondering at this altogether now, what they're scheming? Should we care? Can we afford to ignore them? I silently ask our last prophet. And again, by global state, I mean the Plato's tribesmen, who in concert possess resources and coordination sufficient to activate the hidden fascism inherent in the coerced work system. Be they semi-retired statesmen who provide consulting, or former CEO cum philanthropists who fund geoengineering as a cover story for EMF targeting or experimentation, or propped-up frontmen of propped-up companies who will purr when petted and bark on command. The critical thing for them is to get their dead dream to walk, the Republic, as an international monster with gaping maw, swallowing all, swallowing all. And by global, I also mean totalitarian. Their longing to appear to be all-knowing and all-powerful stands behind their obsession with data. It couldn't be more clear that they want Facebook's data, and they don't want Mark Zuckerberg, unless he can be made or trained to be their lapdog. More likely, they want to destroy the company and give us, quote-unquote, a safe, quote-unquote, alternative. These guys have emphasized repeatedly in their propaganda dissemination device, the New York Times, that they think AI can be realized if they have massive amounts of data on people's habits and proclivities, while simultaneously shaping us to limit what those can be. Let's not let either happen. They say AI, but what they mean by it is prophecy, the illusion of it. They know that actual prophecy exists as fact, not aspiration, and they covet it, as they do all our gifts from love. They covet it and think they can mimic it if they have large amounts of data and can keep us diminished.